Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. I am your host, Lewis, and I do apologize. I've been gone for a couple of days, but I've been trying to get my thoughts together, put everything together to make sure that I give you guys a good podcast. There's a few things we're going to be talking about today. One of them is going to be the trial of Kyle. It's a lot of speculations, a lot of things that's been going on. I've been seeing the trial. The prosecutors have not done a good job, and I do apologize if anyone gets offended about this or anything like that, but I'm just giving you my opinion from what I've been seeing. The defense has a good case to be able to win this. Again, this is just my opinion. I'm not giving giving you news report or anything like that. I'm not a news reporter. I'm just giving you my opinions about this. Several things. They presented all their facts. They presented everything. The prosecutors kind of dropped the ball a lot of times. You know, I saw that a lot when they were questioning Kyle. Not only that, but they also, you know, when they had the witness of the guy that had the handgun that he forgot that he to mention that he had one. You know, a lot of different things. And the judge, you know, yelling at the prosecutor because he was trying to get, you know, close to the edge to different things that were dropped and the case that were not supposed to be able to be used, and he was trying to use them. That could have been a mistrial. Now, I don't know what you guys think. Let me know. Do you think it should be a mistrial? You think he should be acquitted from all the charges? Would he should be charged from these charges? Let me know what you guys think. The other thing is, I've been hearing that the VP might be getting fired from her job. If you guys seen her, you know, approval rates is down to only 28% of Americans think that she's doing a good job. I can tell you right now, I'm not one of them. I don't think she has done a good job. I don't think she has done anything for the United States at all, besides that weird hyena laugh that she has. I believe she should be fired from this position. I don't think she is qualified to do this job at all. And also the president should be following her as well, because I don't think he's qualified to do this job at all. He thinks that, you know, the new bills that he's getting, more money that we spend, inflation is going to go down. No, last time I heard, when you spend more money, you lose more money. Like, they're saying in the news that, you know, Americans have been able to save money. I have no idea which Americans they're talking about in the media. But not a lot of families have been able to save a lot, because they still have to put food on the table. They still have to pay for their bills. They still have to pay for different things. You know, just because you give a stimulus check of $1,400 doesn't mean that, you know, that could pay every single bill for the whole entire year. It does not happen like that. That probably could help out with portions of your bills, but not every single part of your bills. sorry about that. Still have this cold, and I do apologize for that. All right. Now, the other thing is the border crisis that nobody wants to talk about. They keep saying that there is no crisis in there, but I keep hearing there hundreds of thousands of people still trying to cross that border. They don't get COVID tested. And again, they're going to be getting almost $500,000 per person of family members. These are our money, the sweat that we have worked really hard for and everything. Families are going to be getting these type of monies. I don't think that's right. If you want to come to the States, that's fine. You want to live the American dream, that's fine. But don't do it, like, because you're going to be getting $500,000. I don't think that's right. I don't think the Biden administration, what they're doing, it's the proper thing to do. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for your time. I hope you guys have a good day. Tomorrow, I will be back. Hopefully, we'll have the jury come with a verdict. And we'll talk about that verdict. But please give me your opinions of what you think about the verdict itself, and also about the other case about the three gentlemen killing the one gentleman supposedly that he was jogging. I've seen a couple of videos. He was not jogging. He was actually going into other properties that were being under construction, walking around. I believe when there's a construction going on, that's not a running trail to be doing that. But again, you know, just because he's going to other properties doesn't mean that you're able to kill a person. But unless your life is in danger and you have to do self-defense, then yes, I understand that completely. Like Kyle, to me, I believe he was self-defending himself. I've seen the video, I've seen the footage. You know, he did not raise his weapon until he was actually getting attacked. And that is actually correct. Once again, please give me your opinion. Let me know what you guys think. And we could have a discussion about this. And I'm still trying to get with a politician to speak to. Any politician that listens to this or hears it, or if you know any politician, you know, that could hear me out, I want to have a conversation with them one day in my podcast. Go from there. See what we can, you know, have a discussion of. I don't mind. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're a Democrat. Again, I just want to ask you a few questions. Make me look at your opinions. Let me see from what you guys are seeing that I'm not seeing. You know, I would love to talk to the politicians in Washington. I would love to sit down and have a discussions with them and have you guys listen to everything, just to make sure that, you know, we are all on the same page. Keep in mind, we are one country, one nation under God. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for listening. You guys have a great day. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Let's Talk America. Breaking news. So we received the verdict. It was not guilty on all charges. Now, what I'm seeing is that, you know, somebody in the White House, I ain't going to say his name, Mr. Brandon, had called Mr. Kyle the white supremacist. I see that as a huge, huge lawsuit. So it's for NBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. You know, a lot of them were saying a lot of negative things before the verdict was already read. So I don't know what Kyle would do, but I know I would be having a huge lawsuit against the media and the president of the United States for calling him a white supremacist. Guys, stay tuned and let's see what happens. Thank you very much. I'll see you guys later on today. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. My name is Lewis, and I'll be your host for the night. And let's talk about that verdict, huh? Who would have expected not guilty? Last time I checked, when you're doing self-defense, you are actually not guilty if you feel your life is in danger. Now, I have read a few of people's comments, and I understand people have different type of points of views, and you want to look at it in a different way. And that's understandable. You're entitled to your opinion. But you cannot tell me that was not self-defense. It's not that he was walking around pointing his gun at every single person in there. And if you look at the video correctly, he did not point the gun to no one. And on top of that, the only time that he fired was when he was actually being attacked. Now, as a big believer of the Second Amendment, you know, you are entitled to protect yourself, even if that means using deadly force. Now, I know a few of you guys, you know, have your opinions about the Second Amendment. And again, you're entitled to your opinions, but you're not entitled to your facts. Okay? Everything that's presented to the jury was facts, not people's opinions, nothing like that. The juries saw the facts, and facts do not lie. Now, a lot of people are going to be protesting, as I'm seeing right now in New York. There's protesters, same thing in Kenosha, same thing in Chicago. You know, there's protesting going on already. Hopefully it stays peacefully. Let's not get wild and rowdy again. The other thing I want to talk about is what's going to happen now that he is no longer guilty. I believe that Kyle should go ahead and start gearing up and preparing to sue all the media that crucified him before the verdict started or before his trial started. And I am going to go ahead and go into a couple of things. CNN said a lot of things that were not correct. Same thing with MSNBC. They mentioned a lot of things, and especially Ms. Joe, that she was calling him white supremacist, also fake white tears. You know, people say about racist things that, you know, only Caucasian people are the racist ones, but race comes in every color, shape, everything. So you always have to be careful with your own words. Not only that, also a lawsuit to the president of the United States. When he was running for president, he did mention that Kyle was a white supremacist. Now that is a huge lawsuit right there, and I believe that he should follow through. Kyle has every single right as an American to go ahead and prosecute all those lawsuits to every single media reporter and presidential, and also candidates that are in the Congress and in the House that were so negative and saying bad things about him without even the facts being shown. Now again, this is my opinion. I'm not a lawyer, okay? But I do know a little bit about the law, and I have what I have read and understood, So we'll see what happens with that. And then from the other thing is, I wonder if these medias and politicians are going to give a proper apology for, misleading and giving wrong information. Because from what I heard also, not only here in the States, but in overseas, they were mentioning that the victims, supposed victims, were African Americans, and apparently they weren't. They were Caucasian males. They actually had some type of criminal record. Now again, Kyle didn't know that with the moment that he shot them, because he was trying to protect himself. But again, these are, the people that we're saying that they're innocent. They're not so innocent at all, The record speaks for itself. Also, hopefully his life will get kind of back to normal, even though it's going to be very difficult at this time, because how this was nationwide and everyone was, some of us were looking at the trials. They know who he is. So part of his life is not going to be the same, but hopefully he could adapt and adjust to, a new lifestyle. But I would like to reach out to Kyle and see and get his thoughts about this, and see what he wants to do from now. I believe, again, he should be preparing his lawyers to, make some lawsuits against all of these people. Again, it was also, I felt like it was also a Second Amendment type of attack that, because with this, they're saying that, laws should be a lot stronger for people that are gun owners. It's not all about just being a gun owner and following and making the laws a lot stricter, because I'll be honest, I'm a gun owner myself. I do follow the laws. I do understand how the laws work for a gun owner. I understand that my gun is not permitted into a bank, and I'm not going to take it to a bank with me. Now, will a criminal follow that same laws? No, they won't. They'll take their guns with them in there, and I will be defenseless to protect myself or anybody in there, because I had to leave my weapon in my vehicle. But the criminals could, do not have to follow those type of laws. Those are the things that people got to think about. Not making the laws a lot stricter for people that are actually following the laws. How about we go more stricter on the criminals that are using those weapons without following the laws? You know, I believe that should be more strict for the criminals that have weapons that are not supposed to be having weapons and using those type of weapons. Well, America, thank you very much for listening to me. And I hope you guys give me your opinion about this. I believe that Kyle should be making a case against the president and against the rest of the media for slandering him, calling him a white supremacist, even though there was no facts found. They even went through his phone and there was nothing found on his phone that had anything close to being white supremacist. And then people are saying that he was crossing state lines with a weapon. He did not cross the state lines as it was shown. He actually had that gun in there, and he actually has family members that live in Kenosha, and he actually worked in Kenosha as well. So those things, you know, should be seen as well, you know, because media did change a couple of things. And crossing the borderline, now we're going to be strict for people crossing their own state's borderline, but yet we're not going to be worried about the border crisis that's going on that this president hasn't put no mind to it. You know, people crossing the border illegally, you know, something that we all should be thinking about. All right, America, well, thank you very much for listening. I hope you guys have a great night. And if you have any questions, please go ahead and comment back. Let me know your opinion, and I would love to go ahead and reply back to you. All right, thank you very much, America, and you guys have a good night.